Poke around the grounds of an elementary school, and you'll probably find hiding places, like forts made from sticks or coves under a bush. Whether it's to hide, play, or create imaginary worlds, kids have always sought out hiding places. But there are people who are concerned that today's children are losing the opportunity to find these special places, particularly the outdoor ones. One of these people is Bob Gracie, a professor of landscape architecture at the University of Michigan. He says part of the problem is that kids' free time is eaten up by structured activities. And the other problem is that the woods and fields are turning to paved lots and manicured lawns.
It's unfortunate that most of our parks, most of our schoolyards, most of private yards these days oftentimes don't have places where children can just be themselves and create their own special habitats.
Gracie's concerned that designers and planners rarely create what the kids actually want, and that's because adults really don't know what they want. So Gracie recently took an elementary school class to a city park and had the kids take him around, telling him what they like and what they don't like.
And what the children liked especially were what they called the creepy places, where there were hiding spaces, where in some cases there were some places where homeless folks had set up camping areas, sort of the dark corners under bridges, under stairways, at the water's edge, places that many adults would perceive as having inherent dangers to children. But yet they're really enchanted by these places.
But there are few formal opportunities where architects and landscape designers can learn how to keep kids safe while still giving them the types of spaces they want. This isn't something that's usually taught in architecture school, though things are starting to change. The University of Michigan has launched a number of initiatives where university faculty and students are working on civic projects. And as it turns out, there's been a lot of activity in the area of urban planning projects that have children's needs in mind. But instead of just creating what the adults think the kids want, the university design classes are doing something unique. They're having the kids help with the design work. Marionetta Porter is an art professor at the University of Michigan. She's been working in Detroit with a community agency to design a playground to be built on what's now a paved lot.
What typically happens is we'll design a space that we think is great and then wonder, well, why aren't the kids playing on this particular structure? Or why don't they use this particular area of the playground?
So she held workshops with the kids who would actually be using the playground, and she had them design and imagine what their ideal playground would be like. And the drawings the kids made surprised her.
I expected that there would be lots of climbing structures and merry-go-rounds and kind of traditional swings. What we got instead were kind of ground games and swinging things, private spaces like tree houses or caves that I don't think the design team naturally would have kind of come up with.
The kids also wanted water and trees, and all these things are now a part of the design. Landscape architect Bob Gracie says kids can't go driving off to the woods or to a lake to find the things they want. So he says it's important that playground designers give urban and suburban kids alike some wild spaces to run in, to hide in, and to build those secret places.
I don't know, I think one generation to the next often forgets just how important those spaces were.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney in Ann Arbor, Michigan.